Thanks for being here. You had 16 people at Butler, and my question is, did they participate in a morning muster meeting that day of the attempted assassination?
Thank you for the question. I would have to defer any questions as to the on-the-ground operational activity in Butler to the Secret Service.
But I'm asking about your people, because the problem we're having, and Republicans and Democrats have noted, is we're not getting really forthright answers from the Secret Service in a timely way. And your agents, you had 16 people there, and those people either participated in a morning muster meeting, which is the protocol to make sure everyone's on the same page, has the same comms, that all the duties are correctly assigned and prepared to be executed. So can you get back to the committee with just a yes or no on whether or not they participated in that morning?
Yes.
Okay, good, great. I now want to talk about Ryan Roth. Ryan Roth is the person who attempted to assassinate President Trump at his golf club in Florida. And was Ryan Roth ever referred to HSI for further investigation of his activities?
Thank you for the question, sir. I recently, just this morning, learned there was an article that he was, when he entered back into the country from overseas, CBP had contacted HSI. I read all of the items, the things that he was stating, and basically as a U.S. citizen returning to our country from Ukraine as a freedom fighter. Based on the information that I read, there would not have been any reason to immediately take him into custody. He had not made any threats, for instance, against the president or former President Trump. HSI responds to port of entry calls, hundreds of responses probably daily. Just because a person isn't taken into custody immediately doesn't mean that they're not subject of a longer-term investigation.
But you can confirm the Just the News reporting that the suspected Trump attempted assassin was flagged by CBP and was referred to HSI. Can you confirm that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and it was kind of a crazy story. So is it legal for someone to go recruit for a foreign military? Does that break any laws?
I don't know, sir. I would have to look into that a little bit further.
Me too, frankly. But if recruiting for a foreign military was somehow improper, then that would necessitate some need for investigation, I would think. And here's the story that CBP picked up when they referred it to HSI. They say in their memo, suspect is a U.S. citizen who traveled to Kyiv, Ukraine, for 3 months to help recruit soldiers from Afghanistan, Moldova, and Taiwan to fight in the Ukrainian war against Russia. Subject stated that he does not get paid for his recruiting efforts, and all his work for the Ukrainian government is strictly volunteer work. The subject stated that he obtains money from his wife to help fund his trips to Ukraine. And so when this guy shows up with a business card and this story about how he's recruiting fighters in Ukraine and his wife's paying for it, CBP says, this is a little odd. And then they send it to HSI. HSI declines to further investigate. And what you're saying is you think based on the facts that you're aware of now, that was the right decision by HSI.
No, if I may, sir, the statements that day would not rise to the level to take him into immediate custody.
But what about just like to investigate? Because sometimes investigations proceed without a subject being taken into custody.
These are longer-term investigations. We are actively participating with Secret Service and FBI, in fact.
No, I'm talking about at this point in time, though. Here's what you got to answer for me. When CBP refers this to HSI, what I believe happened is HSI declined not only to incarcerate this person, but to further investigate the person. Are you saying that they declined to investigate, or that investigation went forward and the attempted assassination occurred during the pendency of that investigation?
I would have to look into that a little bit further, sir. I'll get back to you on
that. Yeah, I think that's going to be a really important second thing for you to get back to us on, is whether or not HSI made an active decision in real time to decline further investigation of this person. And frankly, I mean, you know, this isn't someone who, like, was jaywalking. They tried to kill the leading Republican candidate for president.
wants your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Diddy case is crazy, and we've talked about this before, and we have played a lot of some of these unearthed clips that now with the context of the Diddy parties and the freak-offs and all the other allegations, now they kind of hit differently, and we got some of those today. Diddy as bad as Epstein, says officer who saw his sex rooms, hidden cameras during Miami mansion raid. New details have emerged of the so-called sex rooms that Sean Diddy Combs allegedly kept in his Miami mansion. Oh my gosh. Filled with sex toys, bondage, gear, hidden cameras, and lingerie, according to a federal source who said the disgraced rapper is as bad as Epstein. One of the Department of Homeland Security agents who helped raid Diddy's Florida home claimed that the music mogul had rooms that were clearly dedicated to sex with cameras all around. So, he said, quote, if you were in those sex parties, you were being recorded from every possible angle, including angles you wouldn't have known about. And now it's, of course, being alleged that he was drugging people. He has had ex-bodyguards claim that pretty much if you went to any of his parties and got a drink on the house, it was drugged. A lot of these people that you see on screen here would go to Diddy's parties. Few of them on that screen have been accused of being gay and having gay sex with Diddy and his sex slaves. So we got all of this for you now. Why is this significant? This isn't just like a human interest story or some pop culture clickbait. I don't really care about celebrities. But see, the angle here is it's not just about was Diddy blackmailing people as a way to control the industry. Was Diddy even a Fed? Certainly an interesting angle to have. To me, the angle is, it just shows how, let's just say, sex acts and blackmail are used to control everybody who's presented to you as a leader or presented to you as a pop culture icon. It's all part of these clubs. They're all blackmailed. They're all controlled, whether it's Epstein over here or Diddy over here. That's the story. And so, you know, you sit here, you look at political leaders, or you sit here and you look at Hollywood celebrities and stars. Well, how many of these political leaders are filming, being filmed by Jeffrey Epstein and blackmailed? How many of these celebrities are being filmed by Diddy at a freak off and blackmailed and controlled? Oh, they're the celebrities. They're the stars. And then these people fawn over them. So, you know, here's one example of a clip. And this is what's been alleged in other testimony and by former bodyguards of Diddy and other producers in the rap industry. And they'd say, well, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. Let's say hypothetically, you get drugged up. You pass out. You don't know what's going on. And you wake up the next day. You're supposed to sign a record deal. And maybe you're feeling a little uncomfortable or a little uneasy. Maybe a little embarrassed even. And you're not sure you want to sign that deal. They pop in a VHS. You're passed out. And, you know, maybe somebody's doing something to you. Or maybe you're still conscious but blacked out. Maybe you're doing something to somebody. How you feel about that record deal, huh? Yeah, sign on the dotted line. Thank you. So that's kind of what's being alleged here. So it's, and then what is it? And then it's all these people that went to Diddy's parties, and then it's the same people that are shooting the videos promoting Kamala Harris, promoting Joe Biden, promoting Hillary Clinton, telling you how bad Donald Trump is. Isn't that funny? Oh, they make a call. Hey, we need you to be a part of this video promoting Kamala Harris, or we need you to be a part of this video attacking Donald Trump, or we need you to be a part of this video telling people to get the vaccine. You know what? I don't think I really want to do that. Oh, really? That's funny. You remember what happened at Diddy's house that one time? All right. I'll do the video. So see, that's the bigger story to me here. It shows how they control the media. They control the politicians. And you can see, I mean, I don't even know if it's fair to say a weak-willed person could easily be entrapped with stuff like this. I mean, it can even happen to strong-willed people. The point is, oh, I get invited to a Diddy party. In fact, there was this one girl who used to hang out around them all the time, a beautiful model dancer. I think she used to date Usher. And she used to talk about these parties. She did a video the other night talking about these parties and all the stuff that went down. And she was like, I'm a Christian. I wasn't into that. I was out. Like, I was done as soon as I saw that one time. She's like, I was lucky I didn't take a drink. I knew people that didn't go well for them. And then she came out and she mentioned this one girl. Her name was like, you've heard of Marina Abramovich. There's another one of them. There's this lady, it's like Michelle Laffey or something. Maybe the crew can find it. She literally has black fingers. It's a white woman, straight up witch. Like not even a costume. Like she walks around looking like a witch. She has black fingers. And apparently she's going around all these parties and doing stuff. So it just shows. It's this whole culture and all of your idols are just blackmailed perverts, degenerates, pedophiles. And it's all right there in front of you, all hidden in plain sight. Now, before I get to some of these other clips and start to break this down, yeah, that's her. What was her name, guys? Is it Michelle Laffey? Lamey, Michelle Lamey. Had you ever heard of her? I'd never heard of her until I was watching this this girl who was a model and a dancer talk about the parties. And she was just doing a tell-all, and she brought this woman up. I'd never heard of her before. She's like another Marina Abramovich. She walks around like that. She goes to the parties like that. I mean, imagine, you're at one of these swanky parties with all these celebrities, and this old, decrepit, witch-like woman with black fingers and black teeth and black face paint walks in, like totally out of place, and you're just like, what the hell? But she knew everybody. Everybody liked her. What's that about? So I'd never even heard of her. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. This is what they're all into, folks. And then they prop these people up like they're stars. They're rich. They're famous. They're stars. They're celebrities. And then what are they really all about? They're hanging out with witches at black male sex parties. And they get propped up by the system, and they get promoted by the system, and then they tell all of their audience to go vote Democrat. They tell their audience to go take a vaccine. They tell their audience how bad Trump is. They tell their audience how bad white people are. Whatever the agenda is, they're there to do it because they don't want those tapes coming out from Epstein Island. They don't want those tapes coming out from Diddy's parties. Now, before I get to these clips, I would just put it like this. And maybe people can relate to this. Maybe it's a religious thing. Maybe it's a faith thing. I think it goes beyond that. I think it's just a life experience thing. Being in tune with humanity, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's like God's timing type of thing. It's all in God's hands. If I'm looking at this and I'm saying, what is... If our country, if our culture, hell, if our planet is going to get out of this without going into a dystopian hellscape where people are propped up as celebrities and stars and leaders who are really just blackmailed perverts who idolize witches, if we're going to avoid that, then what... How do we get out of this? We're so deep into this. The brainwashing, the propaganda, it's so heavy. We're so deep into this. How do we get out of all of this? Okay, well, on one side of this, you've got your political leader, and I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect, but he certainly ain't going into no sex orgy. And he was trying to cooperate with the feds to arrest Epstein years before he got arrested, after he found out what was going on. So, okay, there's your political leader who's not a bought and paid for blackmailed individual, Donald Trump. That's why all of them hate him, because he's not blackmailed, because he's not controlled. Not saying he's perfect. So, okay, there's your political leader that's emerged. And he's exposed the mainstream media lies and the government lies and the deep state corruption. And then you've got kind of the cultural side of it. And maybe throw Epstein into this too. But with Diddy, with Oprah, you know, here's some of Oprah's friends like Diddy, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. What was the guy's name down in Brazil who was charged with all those sex crimes? It was like John Agat or something she was friends with. How are all Oprah's friends and associates doing? What did she know? Oh, but she's Oprah. She's so great. She's such a great human. She has such great ethics and moral codes. Oh, here she is with Harvey Weinstein pinching a young girl. Oh, yeah. What's going on there? So is this all divine? Is this all part of the path that we're on? Is this all organic? Is there something else going on? Because we're on the precipice now of the entire deep state being exposed for what it is. We're on the precipice now for the entire Hollywood celebrity idol to be exposed for what it is. And how it comes crashing down, how our civilization responds to it, I guess would be the question. But I mean, it's like we're right there, folks. So if we're going to come out of this thing and salvage our culture, salvage our country, salvage our civilization, this all has to come out. And there has to be a reckoning and an acceptance. So you've idolized Oprah. You've idolized Diddy. You've idolized all these stars, and then you find out who they really are. All these politicians, you find out who they really are. It has to happen. And we're right on the verge of that happening. And it's all lining up. These are the secret societies. But these are really just the operatives. These are really just the puppets. These are really just the faces. They're not actually running anything except running into the traps that end up getting them blackmailed. So here's some of the stuff. Now, again, you go to a Diddy party. Listen to what Diddy says here. Well, a guy is passed out on his couch. You guys had that one up earlier. Do we have that ready to go? How about this then? Ashton Kutcher is asked about Diddy's parties. This is in 2019. Can Ashton even talk about him, or are they that bad? Clip 21.
Diddy party stories, they're our favorite genre of anecdote. If
oh,
you
really?
Have one, yeah. Wow, okay, I've got a lot I can't tell. I can't tell that one either. I mean, I'm like actually cycling through them.
Feel
like
well, I'm... we still have some time to go, you know, I can blow it here.
Okay. Feel free. Diddy party stories. Man, that was like some weird memory lane.
Can't even talk about them. Can't even talk about them. They're that bad. Now, Ashton Kutcher has kind of been in the limelight with all of this because he's spoken out publicly about child sex trafficking before. And then some think it's a front. Some think he's legitimately concerned. Maybe that's after he saw some of this stuff. Maybe we'll find out when this whole Diddy trial goes down. All the big celebrities went to Diddy's parties. Did they end up in a sex room? Did they end up on tape? Did they end up doing something they didn't know they did or never wanted to do? You go to a Diddy party for the first time and maybe you end up like this guy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for all those in London that don't know what happens to the white man when he comes to a P. Diddy party, this is what happens to the white man.
It's so unfortunate.
You gotta pull back.
Passed out.
So they can see. That's crazy. Matt, move out of the way. You're still alive. Look at that. Look. Would you
get a drink out his head?
And that's James from Simeon Mobile Disco. He is an actual DJ. He's not supposed to pass out. But when they come to one of my parties, this is what happens to him. I put him to sleep.
Next day, right?
Yeah, put the drink on his head.
There you go. There it is.
Is that admitting to a crime?
Damn.
Huh. That's a strange thing, isn't it? Wonder if he ended up in a room on a tape. Diddy says, you come to one of my parties, this is how you end up. I put him to sleep. Interesting. Interesting. His words. He was a little stunned when Charlamagne played a leaked audio clip of Diddy from one of his parties. Check out the look on Diddy's face when he hears what he said. He forgot he said it or didn't know he said it in clip 27.
Miami, a night of party, and I don't really remember what I was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like a reminder?
Yeah, sure.
Play something. Play.
Hey, yo, listen. Yo, I love it all. I love it all, man.
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, when you put my back.
Daddy, I like
that was you.
Scrambling.
What? You said, I like when you do it.
Hey, man.
What do you think he's talking about there? Do I really have to say it? You see Diddy's face? He knew. He knew. Yep. Remember when he met with Justin Bieber and apparently was so concerned that he may have been cooperating with somebody and recording their conversations and was patting him down for a wire? This was in 2019, clip 22. It's well known Diddy was taking Bieber under his wing when Justin was, I believe, only 14 years old. Maybe he was concerned about something. Remember this testimony from 2018? This guy, apparently, he claims to be a sex slave at these parties. And now his 2018 testimony, boy, does it hit differently now.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know this?
Do you know Sean Combs?
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call himself. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's part of what's called the Boule. The Boule is a branch of the Illuminati.
Okay.
I settled with Sean, okay? And he belongs to that agenda. That's why he's so famous. They land all the contracts. It's his attorneys, which are Mark Garagos and Ben Macedas. Ben Macedas worked for Bad Boy Entertainment for 4 years and worked for Hillary Rodman for 5, okay? When I take Sean the threat of death on me, okay? I don't have it, but I can make it available under secrecy. Now, I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate and tell me what to do with Cassie. I had like 15 encounters, and I heard lots of business. Because what they would do is Sean talks a lot on the phone and on the TV with people and stuff. And I was like a sex slave, okay? For them, that's what I was. That's all right? I caught herpes, and I came back, and I sued him for the herpes and won. But they didn't... Mark Garagos and Ben Macedas were his attorneys, okay? And Christopher Leon's here was my attorney. They asked me to turn in that, which was the video recording, and I did so. They gave it back to me accidentally, and it's possible I threw everything out, it's possible I can produce a copy that works with Mark Garagos. Mark Garagos used to be Michael Jackson's attorney.
Yeah, out in Los Angeles.
Yeah. He dropped Michael and they OD'd him, okay? He didn't overdose. They OD'd him because they keep the royalties of the music. Michael alone made $860 million alone last year, okay, in 2017, which who keeps that royalty? The music companies. Who represents the media and entertainment in the United States? Most of them, Macedas does. Kenny Macedas. Which is Grimmer Mercedes Shire out of New York. Okay. So what they've been doing is they've been promoting a hate agenda against Trump. So people hate him. Okay. Because they know he is very alpha. Okay. Very alpha in the sense that
now, a full more than 30-minute testimony can be found on YouTube. But folks, I mean, look, are we on the verge of darkness being lit up? Are we on the verge of seeing what's really behind the curtain and the evil that has corrupted our culture, our civilization, our politics? Can we cure ourselves of this cancer and this evil and have a brighter future?
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger. Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch punk sucker.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
When they go low, we kick them.
When was the last time
An actor assassinated a president.
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yes! I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Former President Trump was just in the middle of a speech when what sounded like possible shots were fired. We saw the president, former president, take cover.
Breaking news, former President Donald Trump is safe and a 20-year-old shooter is dead after a shocking assassination attempt on the former president in Pennsylvania.
We begin tonight with the breaking news and the second assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
He needs to be shot. Stop.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
This shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we told you we had more from Springfield, and we have that for you today. We're also going to get an update out of some other towns as well in Ohio and in Pennsylvania. Now, first, they say that none of this exists. There are no Haitians invading Central Ohio, even though all the people that live there are telling you the exact opposite. But even the city manager has had to admit that this is going on. Here's an unearthed clip from earlier this year. So who's lying to the media? Or who's lying to David Muir saying, oh, no, they're saying there is no evidence. So here is a unearthed clip from a city council meeting with the city manager in clip 30.
Laws and culture is 180 degrees different of what they're used to.
And one of the things that hurt that I heard that bothered me very much, I've actually had quite a few people contact me here lately, is some pretty horrid things occurring to domesticated animals in the neighborhood. We've had some stuff in the park that they're being taken advantage of for reasons other than, and if you shake your head, Brian.
I asked me if there was proof. I have the same thing.
People that have confided in me have asked me for anonymity. I can't give their names up.
I mean, we haven't seen the proof that you're talking about. And I've heard about it
too. Yeah.
So you have eyewitness accounts. That was in March, folks. That was in March at City Council in Springfield, them saying that the park animals and domestic animals are being ritualistically abused here. That was from March. So before the debate, before Kamala Harris was even the nominee, before Trump said anything, before all the viral videos and dance moves, that was in March. So there's no political drive there. That was in March. So they've been known this is going on since at least March. It was brought to their attention at City Council. And then the city manager just says, oh, no, we've seen no evidence. So then you're just not looking, you're not trying, you don't care, you don't want to see it. So here's 5 minutes of people talking about this, but they'll just say this doesn't exist either, clip 31.
So everything everybody is hearing about Springfield is very true. The Haitians are stealing livestock and our household animals. They are butchering them. They are literally decapitating people's animals, and it's sickening. And how long is it going to go before they start butchering f***ing humans at this point? It's ridiculous. If anybody pays attention to the video I posted months ago, I had went to the welfare office to get insurance, nothing else but to help to get insurance, and it was flooded with Haitians getting help with living, getting help with food, getting help with money, with immigration, all that shit. I literally recorded it. But it is very much happening. It is happening in Springfield. They are stealing people's animals and killing them to eat them. It is sad and it is un-American. We don't do that shit. You want to do that shit and then stay in Haiti or wherever it is. But you don't get to come over here, and I understand it's their culture, whatever. I don't care. You don't get to bring that shit over here and inflict that type of shit onto us. That's not fair. And not to mention that these people are not documented. They don't have papers. There's no way for them to be held accountable for anything they do because they're not documented. Nobody knows them. They don't know their name. They are literally ghosts. Like, they've attacked people's livestock, they've butchered a cow. Like, this is nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy. And the fact that we have to deal with this is ridiculous. My cat went missing, a month ago? Cannot find my cat anywhere. And now I really, truly believe that the Haitians have taken my cat and ate it. It's sad. This is sad. As Americans, we should not have to live like this and go through this at all.
Now imagine.
We should not.
And she goes on ranting here. But imagine, you've lived that, and then you go into the mainstream news or David Muir during the debate, and they just say, none of this exists. It's not happening. There is no evidence. And you're there living the reality. I mean, you want to talk about a red pill. You want to talk about a wake-up call. And so that's what I'm saying. That, you know, for me, that was my red pill. That was my wake-up call, was living in reality and then turning on to the news and them telling me a completely different story. Lying to me. Like, what the hell? That's what they do. Yeah, that's a wake-up call. Oh, the mainstream news is there to lie to me? Huh. Their job is to lie to me? Their job is to keep me misinformed? Hey, I live in Springfield. I know this is going on. They tell me it doesn't exist. By the way, we hear about Haitians in Florida, too. Here's a news report from Florida. Wonder if there's a connection here in clip 17.
Now on Just One Station, horses missing after a barn break-in. That search ending hours later and not far from their home. Two animals found butchered about a mile away.
And tonight, their owners, as you can imagine, are looking for answers. The Night Team's Alex Browning has this exclusive.
For somebody to have the stomach to do something like this, this is heartless.
A heartless horse heist in southwest Miami-Dade over the weekend.
This is the same thing as going into somebody's yard, taking their dog, and cooking it.
Turning deadly. Two horses swiped from southwest Miami-Dade turned up dead. Their corpses found Sunday morning off southwest 205th Avenue.
Noticed that the fence was cut, and at that point we realized that they were taken.
Owner David says it started sometime overnight Saturday. His two horses, Sammy and War, on the home front, stolen from their stalls off southwest 207th Avenue.
There are children
War on the home front,
and they were abducted and killed for meat.
Their corpses later found a few blocks away.
Both horses were slaughtered sometime over the weekend. We need to come together, help out the detectives in this investigation. Let's give some closure to the family and, of course, put behind bars these individuals that would do such a heinous crime.
A mystery leaving a family heartbroken and now searching for answers.
You know, our children are heartbroken. My wife's heartbroken. And, we're just trying to get through this.
And now detectives working to identify that mastermind behind this heist. If you have any information, call Miami-Dade Police. In southwest Miami-Dade, Alex Browning, 7 News 19.
Maybe not a mastermind, maybe a migrant. These people hate us, ladies and gentlemen. They hate our country. They hate our way of life. They hate our culture. You know, it's... It's not some Muslims in the Middle East, folks. Okay? It's not some Arabs in a desert in Iraq or Afghanistan. The people that hate you and hate our way of life and hate our culture and hate our prosperity, it's the same secret societies that run the blackmail, like what's being alleged at Diddy's parties. It's the same secret societies that run the blackmail that was going on at Epstein Island. They are the ones that hate you. They are the ones that hate your Christian ethos. They hate your will for self-government. They hate your desire to live free in a prosperous country without crime and violence and degradation and degeneracy. They're the ones opening your borders. They're the ones invading your country. They're the ones false flagging you. They're the ones lying to you on television. They're the ones putting idols in front of your children who are nothing more than blackmailed perverts. They are the ones that hate your way of life. They are the ones that hate this country. And they've been hiding, and they've been getting away with it for so long. But it really feels like the gambit is up. Feels like the charade is up. It feels like the satanic cult of destroying the once great, free, prosperous Christian nation of the United States of America, this cancer that's been plaguing us, our culture, our civilization, feels like the gig is finally up. Feels like the cockroaches are finally being lit up. Feels like the demons are finally going to be forced back to wherever the hell they came from. I only hope we get to witness this. I only hope we get to witness this. By the way, you also had a situation, the car accidents. This is insane. And I know we got one of these videos. There's multiple videos. We got one on the list. It's clip 26. So Taylor Hansen is there filming. He was on the show with us last week. He's on the scene of a car accident where a Haitian woman, a Haitian migrant, flips her car. There was a baby inside, a four-year-old child. A baby and a four-year-old child. Haitian woman who doesn't know how to drive, flips her car. As he's filming this, so there's the flipped car. There's the Haitian woman's flipped vehicle. She comes in. She doesn't need a license. She doesn't need insurance. They take her to the bank. She gets a loan. She gets a car. She flips it with her children inside. As they're filming this with the flipped car, another car accident happens. Another car accident happens right there. That's how insane this is. That's how insane this is. Folks, you understand, again, this is just a matter of fact. I don't want to play these political correct games. The average Haitian IQ is 67. 67. Okay? They don't know about streetlights. They don't know about stop signs. They don't know about roads and the flow of traffic. They don't know about a blinker. They see all these buttons and gadgets. They think they're in a spaceship. And they're just being put out on the roads with kids, flipping cars, bashing into telephone poles and light poles and other people. It's insane. They don't grow up in a car with their parents. They don't grow up getting a driver's permit. They don't grow up learning how to drive. They just 67 IQ. You can't even hire somebody with a 67 IQ. Can you even join the military? I mean, and they give the, I mean, you want to talk about weapons? You want to talk about assault weapons? How about a car? Tell me how a car feels driving right at you, running you over. They just give them to 67 IQ Haitians because they're all making money on the deal. The money the government stole from you to give to Haitians, and then they give them a car and they run it into a light pole and they flip it on the road with their kids inside. They run it into a grocery store. 67 IQ. They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to drive, ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. It's insane. And then they just say it's not happening. And then they just tell you that it's not happening. I mean, can you imagine you're sitting there, a Haitian woman just flipped a vehicle with her kids inside, you're filming it, and then you hear another car accident happens right there at the intersection down the road. Now you're filming that. Could you imagine? You don't have to imagine. That's exactly what's going on. But see, this construction worker gets it. And it really is, at the end of the day, it's just taxes. And Trump is really campaigning hard on stopping taxes. And he even said we should cap credit card interest rates at 10%. What are they, like 25% now? We were just talking about that yesterday. So, I mean, that's just theft by these credit card companies. But, I mean, at least you're, like, signing on to that, like, consciously. You can't get out of it. But the government's stealing your money via taxes and then giving it to Haitians so that they can flip cars and run them into buildings and you know, cook your cat up and chop the goose's head off for a satanic ritual. This construction worker gets it. It's the simplest fix, folks. Stop letting the government steal our money and then use it as a war against us. See, we used to go to war because of taxes. Now taxes are used to go to war on us. This construction worker gets it in clip 15.
I get up at 4:45 in the morning and I don't see a sign of the government anywhere. Every single day for 8.5 hours, I exchange my time for labor. I don't see the government anywhere, except for on Thursdays. Thursdays I get my paycheck. That's when the government shows up. That's when they feel they are entitled to split half of the currency I made for trading my time, my skills, my labor. This goes on throughout the year, where I'm responsible to keep records of all of this. At the end of the year, it's my responsibility to prepare all that documentation for them to review it. They then determine if their cut was large enough. If I don't meet their schedule, I face fines, fees, or the threat of being locked up in one of their cells. I guess some people call this taxation, but it doesn't meet my definition. To me, that sounds a lot. I think it's long past due that we all stop participating in this.
That's right. We used to go to war over taxes. Now taxes go to war against us. Now taxes go to war against us. Stop all this right now. Stop paying the criminal, gangster, mafia, U.S. government to destroy our country. Shut the government down. Go ahead. Shut the government down. Oh, what a threat. We got to get a continued resolution and fund the government. Why? Let's defund the government. Let's shut the government down. I'm sick of the government. I'm sick of working to pay the government. I'm sick of the government getting 30, 40% of the money that I make from working. And who the hell isn't? By the way, speaking of our government, there was a vote on the floor of the House. Deportation of migrants for sex offenses. This has actually been on the House before. They rewrote it and brought it back. The Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. Should we deport illegal aliens when they have been charged with a sex crime, like, you know, rape? Should they be deported? The Democrats said no. The Democrats voted no. Still passed the House. Some Democrats voted for it. I guess some Democrats have a soul. Tell me why 158 Democrats voted against deporting illegal aliens after they've raped women. Somebody like to explain that to me? Maybe a Democrat? Why did the Democrats vote to keep illegal alien rapists in our country? That's interesting. That's interesting. I find that to be extremely interesting. Yes, indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost through with the second hour, third hour coming up. I remind you to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I remind you to take your vitamins at InfoWarsStore.com. Like Bod Ease, the ultimate turmeric supplement, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Great for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and joint support. Bodies, 25% off, powerful turmeric formula. Read all the five-star reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. That is 25% off. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, 40% off as well. Comes doctor recommended. We just get doctors on the show, and they talk about how great it is. It's not a paid promotion or anything. They just say, hey, that Nitric Boost stuff is really good. 40% off Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, all the InfoWars MD product line is 25% off, like Good Night Sleep and so much more. All 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are proud that you sponsor us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we've made it this far. That's what keeps us on the air. It's your support. It's you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, there's so many products there. It's like I forget some of these great products. I just plug the ones that I know and I love the best and use every day. Ageless Collagen. Guys, pull that one back up. This is an incredible product. We barely even talk about it. Ageless Vitality Collagen, healthier skin, hair, nails, stronger bones and joints. Folks, just go look at all the benefits of collagen. Very well known, very well researched, and we just have like totally top of the line, like purest collagen, barely even talk about it. Known for vitality, 25% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what we offer you. And you also support us. We're very thankful for that. All right, quickly. I meant to play this earlier, and then I just kind of forgot. New York City COVID czar held secret drug-fueled sex parties. This is undercover work by Steven Crowder. He then ended up actually confronting this guy in person. So, you know, this is the kind of crap that they're into, folks. It's just everywhere you scratch with these corrupt sons of bitches, they're all just, you know, doing stuff behind closed doors, probably filming it and blackmailing one another. New York City COVID czar with his drug-fueled sex orgies, clip 24.
I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
Like, New York City found out that you're having sex parties during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been a big deal. Yeah, it would have been real bad. We went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath the bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and everybody was high. And I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in, like, a year and a half. I'm like, a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, because this was not COVID friendly. The only way I could do this job for the city was if I had some way to blow off steam every now and then.
You're kind of sneaky about it because hotels are having a gathering there.
Because I was like running the entire city.
My wife and I like had one with our friends like in August of like that first summer. So we rented a hotel. It was fun. We all like took like, you know, Molly and it was like 10 or 9 of us and then 8 to 10 of us in a room and everybody had a blast because everybody was like so pent up. Because everything was just like stuck together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not so much about like entry and segment. Sometimes it's just something about like bodies being close to each other, like just being like naked with friends. It was like the summer of 2020. So like walk around the street.
Do you know anybody that talks like this?
Did you have like any?
There wasn't any restrictions on gathering.
Just me and 10 of my friends having penetrative sex in a hotel. Come on, man.
They weren't gonna like
totally normal stuff.
It's so funny. It's like because I did all this like deviant like sexual stuff while I was like, you know, like on TV and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And people were like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no. I'm like really like I love being my authentic self. So the way we do it in public health is we make it very uncomfortable.
Public health. To sex orgies.
To be penetrative
sex.
I don't expect the education to change your behavior. I'm just gonna make it really hard for you to do your job. You can't get a job. You can't go to a restaurant.
You think De Blasio was ever?
You can't go to school. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna get vaccinated.
So was it tech?
Wow, like, isn't that nice? Nice tyrant.
Yeah, that's what you do. You force people by making it really uncomfortable.
Speaking of penetrative, it's like rape. Holy smokes. That's the latest from Steven Crowder's Mug Club Undercover. Oh, there he is with Anthony Fauci. You think Anthony Fauci was in any of these penetrative sex orgies? Crowder did eventually confront him in person. He might have invited Crowder to one after that. I don't know. I mean, he says he wants to be his authentic self. He's like, well, you exposed me, but hey, tonight, hotel room, what do you think, huh?
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. So it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.